Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. Michelle Cobb is publisher. She's with me this week. I'm Joe Reed. We're talking about audiobooks and self-help the right term? Is that your theme? You had a better
personal development, new year.
Personal development.
You. Yeah.
Okay. New you, personal development. That's our theme for the week, folks. And okay, what are we developing today?
Lessons for Living, What Only Adversity Can Teach You by Phil Stutz, read by J.C. McKenzie.
Okay. Who is Phil Stutz?
So he is a psychotherapist to the stars. You may have seen him on the Netflix special. And he began his work in prisons, which actually provided him fodder for creating a practical and, quote unquote, adversity is good approach to personal growth and change. And he actually argues that you need to have challenges, strife, and pain to make progress.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, that, right? That's a given. You know, you don't succeed if you don't fail.
Totally. And the book is actually a series of essays that are written over a long period of the author's life, some that he updated in particular for this title. And the key ideas for improving your life are by taking action, being grateful, and not focusing on insecurity and what you don't have.
And focus instead on?
On being grateful and you know, what you can do to make change. And he also spends a lot of time on parents and parenting, which I think is interesting in the context because obviously your upbringing has an impact on you and how you interact with your kids has an impact on you on a day-to-day basis.
Absolutely. Yeah.
He has a strong affinity towards being both creative and spiritual, regardless of what that means for you. So sort of no holds barred on you make of it what you will.
Okay. And you do, when he says that, I mean, does that mean like when he says being spiritual, getting outside of yourself in some way, like hooking into something larger than you?
Exactly.
Okay.
And actually a running theme from this week as well is the idea of overcoming anger and loving oneself. Those are both important to finding happiness. And I think all of the authors touch on that in some way. So it's been really kind of wild to listen to these self-exploration books back to back.
Oh, God, I kill myself. But anyway.
No. So they have common themes and they have some things that are common with their guidance and advice, but their methods and perspectives are vastly different. So it's been nice for me to kind of explore different ways of thinking.
Now, tell me about J.C. McKenzie, because I don't know him.
I wasn't familiar with him either, but he actually sounds very similar to the author who I've heard some recordings of and seen some film of, as it were. And so what's nice is that you have this solid listen because he has skill, but it also doesn't make you feel as if you're not hearing from the author.
Right, right. So why don't we hear a little bit now?
Okay, this is how comparison is the death of happiness, as we say in my household.
I don't even have to hear it. That is so true. Anyway, I'm sorry. Okay, here we go. This is Lessons for Living, What Only Adversity Can Teach You by Phil Stutz, read by J.C. McKenzie.
Yet there always seem to be others who are exempt from the adversity of daily living. The media portrays them to us. They are physically more perfect. They do not worry. They are certain of their course through life, They never lack for love or companionship. They are secure in themselves. These people seem to have abolished the negative aspects of life. And this power makes them special. Products are marketed with promises of putting us in this group. We all feel a pressure to convince others that we are part of it. This holds true for the poor kid unsure if dinner is coming and the billionaire with six homes. When everyone acts as if a fantasy is real, it begins to seem real. But only for someone else. In your own life, you find yourself unable to take a risk. You don't know how to make a decision. Your financial future is uncertain. Your face has a new wrinkle. There is no time to parent properly. You simply cannot get life under control. There is nothing wrong with this. This is how it feels to be alive.
See, it really is true. That is living. That is life. Welcome to it.
Exactly.
And Mackenzie is an interesting, I mean, he doesn't sound preachy.
No.
I like his style with this.
Yes, I think it was a very good match for narrator and text.
Okay. So that is Lessons for Living, What Only Adversity Can Teach You by Phil Stutz, read by J.C. Mackenzie. Okay, Michelle, thanks so much. I will talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds great.
Okay. This episode of Behind the Mic is brought to you by Brilliance Publishing. I'm Joe Reed. I'll talk to you tomorrow.